Well, I guess there's three of us in this room, and the one at we got kind of three beds in the room and set up in a U shape. My bed's on the right. Well, as you come in the door, my bed's on the left. As you come in the door, Gus Dixon's bed is straight ahead, and Wayne Cook is to the right. Okay, we'll start with Gus Dixon. He is a guy I used to know in the Mule Skinners when I was down there for the 2 weeks. He was a motor officer down there, and he's colored. He's also a captain, and I wish everybody of every colored person I ever met would like Gus. We'd really have a go for it as far as competition goes if they ever were. This guy is really super cool. He doesn't give us this race baloney or any of this other crap. All he does is goes out and works hard and does his job, and he's very good at it. Right now, he's my section leader. He's got about 2 years in grade on me. Well, 2 years in grade, and I've got a half a year, I guess more than a half a year now in grade, so he outranks me, and therefore he's a section leader, and I'm the assistant section leader. So ahead of me, we've got platoon leader also, so I'm third. There's five commanders in one platoon, and I'm one of the five, one of the two lowest ones, as a matter of fact. Let's see, there's four, six, seven commanders, and I'm one of the lowest ones. So I don't have that much rank here, apparently, either. Gus actually outranks the second platoon leader, but he didn't want the second platoon because he also had a platoon down in Mule Skinners. But anyway, he's from Atlanta, Georgia, and he's married, and he's got a daughter also. And his daughter was born premature. She was two months premature, seven months pregnant. And she was born weighing 2 pounds, 14 ounces. Does that sound right? Yeah, 2 pounds, 14 ounces. And either that or 3 pounds, 14 ounces. I think it's 2 pounds, 14 ounces, but very, very premature. And stayed in the hospital for a month, and then it's up to about 14 pounds now, so it's about the same size as Kara. But anyway, he's an infantry also, and I don't know what he wants to do when he gets back, but I'll tell you what, I wish everybody that I associate with was just like what Gus, and he and I are really good friends, real good buddies. The other guy is a warrant officer at W-2. His name is Wayne Cook, and this is his second tour. All three of us, by the way, it's our second tours. Wayne Cook is from the Black Cats, which was the 213th Assault Support Helicopter Company, also down at Fulloy, and down where I was before. The three of us came up together, up here together to help relieve the situation of no experience. And so far, Wayne hasn't flown yet. Gus has got about 20 hours, and he got those while I was gone on leave. So that means he flew two days, or 3 days, since he's been here. And I've got 0 hours, of course, since I've been here. So that shows you how bad they really needed this. And Wayne right now is working under awards and decorations. He's the awards and decorations officer. He works in the orderly room along with the admin officer, and makes him assistant admin officer, I guess. And he works pretty hard. He's really the only one of the three of us that's got a real job to do. And actually, a job. I guess section leader and I'm assistant section leader. All we do is go down to the flight line every day and try to make things run smoothly. But if you got good NCOs, you don't even, there's nothing to do. Just be around, I guess. So every once in a while we go out and we overstep our boundaries, so to speak, because we kind of, out of boredom, we do things that NCOs should be doing, and they'd soon do, I suppose. That's the kind of the situation we have around here. The company is looking a little bit better to me than it did when I first got here, but really not much. And I tell you what, sweetheart, I'm really getting some bad ideas about going to find myself a job someplace in a Huey company or something. So I just may do that if it keeps up like this too much longer, but I'm really disappointed, and in fact I don't really have anything to do, and I've got to go out and fly. I'd like to anyway, but so far I haven't had a chance to. The IPs are tied up trying to make ACs, and I guess they really don't have a chance to take me out. And there's one other guy that hasn't been checked out yet besides Cook, so the three of us need to get squared away. And I don't know, I'm about second priority, I guess, I don't know. But anyway, that kind of gives you the story of my roommates. I'll probably be checking in on you here. My hooch mate just walked in the door again, so I'm going to have to quit and see what's going on. She just came in to pick up her purse and her belongings. They leave them in the rooms when they work on them. Our socks aren't dried yet. Everything's done except our socks, so I guess I'll have to go out later when they get dry and get them myself. But I don't know, baby. That's about the story. I don't really know what to tell you, man. Things are really jumping around here. I can fill up a whole tape every day, it seems. I just can't. I'm just so busy, you know. I just don't even have time to do anything. I've been sitting on my buns all day around here. I haven't even got out the flight line today. It's really a bad scene. Well, I don't know. I guess it seems to me, if I think back on it, that every time I get to a new place, except when I got to Long Bend, I guess, I felt the same way. You know, I'm kind of dejected. When I got into Mule Skinners, I felt the same way as I do now. I know that. And I got moved out of there, and just after I got moved out, things started moving along a little bit better and a little bit flying and so forth, because we got rid of the VNAV pilots down there. And then when I got to Long Bend, I had a real good job and real good surroundings. Still, I was, you know, then I was kind of also getting over I don't say getting over, I guess getting used to the idea of being away from you. Which I didn't have, you know, I just left you at the Mule Skinners. And then now, I've just left you again, so it kind of puts me in a bad attitude, I guess. I'll be squared away. I wouldn't worry about anything. But anyway, I guess that kind of explains it. So, all I can do is, you know, I sit here all day long just looking at your picture. That kind of, it really hurts me too, because I really, oh, baby. I just don't know how much I love you, sweetheart, and I want to be home. I really do. Well, I guess I'll stick it out, and already half this month's shot, so another 16 days. I'll have a full 5 months there, and 5 down, 7 to go, and then only a month after that I'll be over halfway point, which it seemed to me like it's taking forever to get here, but I guess it really hasn't been all that long. But I don't have anything else to say now to finish up the rest of the tape. So I'm just going to go ahead and maybe I can ask you to do some things for me. First of all, is my watchman is really... I think I've already asked you to do this. But my watchman, this metal watchman is all right in the States, but it's no good over here when I sweat and get all dirty. It would have been all right down in Long Bend, too, because it wasn't so dirty down there, but up here it's dusty all the time, and you look like a chocolate cookie when you get done each day. And the metal band kind of scrapes you and makes with the dust and everything, makes kind of sores on you, so I need to have that leather band if you could, you know, send it to me as soon as you can. And there are no ping pong tables up here, or no handball courts or anything like that. Well, I have been playing basketball. I guess I haven't told you. Well, maybe I have. I don't know. About every night, except for last night when I was a recovery officer, we played basketball out here. But Gus and Wayne both go out there with me. In fact, they went out there first, and I actually go out with them. And we have once in a while we have a couple other officers come out, but generally it's just the three of us. We go out and play basketball with all the enlisted men and shows up out there and has some real good games sometimes. But we got a kind of a pint-sized court here with the basket at both ends. It's kind of about a three-quarter court, I say. It's about three-quarters as wide and about three-quarters as long as a regular basketball court, but it's not too bad. Anyway, I guess what other requests I have? I need a request of some pictures. Of course, I've already requested everything. I'm repeating, I guess, now, trying to waste time using up the tape. But I definitely want the pictures of you and the dog back that I left there. Just one or two of them. I don't need that whole stack. And I need some pictures of you that we took more recently in bed there with our lovely young thing, Maria, who brings a smile every time I even think about her or mention her name. I just get a big shit-eating grin, I tell you. I'm really proud of her, and I'm proud of you, too. And the personal feeling that's come over me since the birth of our daughter, it just seems like it's a whole new evolution. I'm no longer just I'm a father now, you know. I'm a father and a husband, and it's just really hit me, and I feel so great about it. Anyway, I need some pictures of you and Maria, and maybe we can get some snapshots of, I guess there's a few pictures left on my camera that Jimmy or somebody can take. I think he knows how to run it. And get you and Maria and the dog all together, and maybe go out and get the horse and everything in. But I'd like to have one of those Polaroids of Amy and Tona. And anyway, just send those pictures on. Man, I'm really, really kind of getting homesick here, and I'd like to really have something to look at. Well, let's see, that ends the picture request. I don't need any ping pong balls or handball gloves or anything else. So watchman and the pictures. Seemed to me I had something else in mind to ask you for. I can't think of it right now. Well, I guess it must not be very important. So, that's mainly it. I'm going to go ahead and shut this thing off again here and see if I can gather my thoughts and come up with some more brilliant words and you know, finish off the tape. So I'll see you a little later. Well, sweetheart, I'm back. Now it's about 4:45, and it's just before I go eat dinner. I thought maybe I better hurry up and polish this tape off and get it in the mail for you. The only thing I don't believe I've ever told you is what kind of the layout of this company here is really messed up. We're living on a corner of the perimeter, so to speak, I guess. We're not right at the edge of it or anything like that, but we're very close to Fubai. And our flight line is almost in the middle of Camp Eagle, and our mess hall is at another corner. So we have our trucks going all the time. We have, all 3 meals a day we have to be trucked to the mess hall because it's so far away. It's only about a half mile as a crow flies, but it's about a mile by road, I guess. And then the flight line is about 4 miles away, and it's only about maybe just under a mile as a crow flies. So that gives you an idea of what our layout is. To get out in the morning, if you have to fly in the morning, or your launch officer, and to make sure everybody gets up and goes out to fly, you get up about 4 o'clock in the morning and wake everybody else up at 4:30, and at 5 o'clock you get on the trucks to the mess hall, and at 5:45 you get on the trucks again and go out to the flight line, and then and this is in the morning, of course, and then make sure everybody gets cranked by 6:40 for 7 o'clock missions. And then at lunchtime, okay, if I'm sitting out on the flight line all day, at lunchtime I got to catch a truck in from the flight line about 10:45 or so into the mess hall and eat, and then I come back to company area and do whatever I need to do around here because I'm gone all day, and then I get back on the truck about 1 o'clock and go back out to the flight line. And then dinner comes around 5:30, I suppose, and then once again you got to get on truck and from the flight line or from the company area, wherever you're at, and go to the mess hall and then back here. So you can't go anywhere. You just don't have a freedom of movement like we did at Long Bend. It's only, you know, everything was in the company area. You know, the mess hall and the flight line is only down at the end of the street, and which is the way it actually should be set up in most places. They are, but being kind of not a member of the 101st Airborne here at their base camp, we kind of have to get what's left. And we right now we're living in an area that used to be occupied by a transportation company, a truck company. And they moved out, so we're using one of the airborne divisions, 101st Division's hook company's old hook area where they used to park their aircraft. For our aircraft, we're using a truck company's area for our living, and we're using a consolidated mess hall over by the engineers and the medevac area for our mess hall. So that's why it's all screwed up. Anyway, that's it. So I have kind of been kind of skipping out today, and I got up this morning, like I told you, and hooked up my light, and then I've been sitting here in a chair, walking around to the whatever I had to do, you know, which was, it really isn't anything. Went to Supply to pick up a couple of light bulbs, and just sat here all day long. Tomorrow morning, it looks like I'll be a launch officer. I'll have to get up real early and make sure everybody gets up. So, that's it. I guess that's really all I have to say. And maybe right after lunch or right after dinner, I'll let you know if what we had for dinner or something. That should polish it off. But once again, that's all I got to say for now. I've never been this stymied for words. I cannot believe it. I guess I really shouldn't be writing a tape because I really don't have enough to say. Oh, one more thing. If you could please, I have space on my desk, above my desk on the wall, for one more Playboy centerfold, Miss May. So when May's Playboy comes out, which should be here in another week or so, well, by the time you get this tape, it ought to be out. Please send it to me ASAP so I can have it up here before anybody else gets it. And then I guess that's my last request until after dinner. I've only got about a minute left of tape anyway, so I'll see you after dinner. Okay, sweetheart? Well, sweetheart, I'm back from dinner now. It's 6:15, and it looks like the basketball game will be starting out there any time now, so I'm going to go ahead and change clothes and go out and see what's going on. Yeah, I can tell you what we had for dinner. Maybe I can't believe how hard it is to fill this tape. I just can't believe it. I tell you, sweetheart, Oh, Lord. We just had some, I suppose I could tell you about the weather. No? Oh, the weather's been fine. It's a little bit windy today. You know, when it's windy, it gets extra dusty. But sun's been out all day long. When I first got up here, it was kind of overcast and kind of cool. Now it's warmed up quite a bit. And weather's real good. So that's the weather, and it looks like it'll be that way. I think the hot season is beginning up here. And maybe I won't need my raincoat after all. But we'll see what's going on. Sweetheart, I don't know. I just miss you so much. It is really hard for me to take. It seems to me it gets better as time goes on. It's just better, easier to take. But I tell you, it's really tough kind of just getting back from over there and just how great it was being around you and being around people I know and being around my family. And it's just so free to come and go as you please.